Help us to learn from your word, God. Help me be able to speak the words that you would have me speak. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, saying that prayer and then the first line of the sermon may seem to be in contrast with each other, because the first line is questioning God. See, this week's reading, it was Exodus 17, 1 through 7. The Israelites complained because they were dying of thirst. They really were thirsty. And how long does it take a body before it would die of thirst? Do you know? Yeah, 2-3 days. 3 days tops. I mean, that's it. If you don't get water, that's it. Water is necessary to live. The Israelites wondered if God was really there. And I wonder, is it okay to wonder if God is really there today? Yep. This is right from the headlines. You ready? More than 50 miners were killed in China this Monday during explosions at two different mines. Several others are still missing and injured. And we wonder, why did you send those miners to work today, God? Why did you send them to work to die? 19 people were killed in Somalia on Monday when insurgents bombed a local market. Many of the people who were killed were women and children. Why did you send those people to the market today, God? Why did you send them to buy food and then to die? 60 people were killed in Pakistan last Saturday when a truck broke through a concrete barrier and exploded at a hotel. Why did you have those people at the hotel on Saturday, God? Why were they staying there, and why did you let them die? In our world, more than 1 billion people lack access to safe drinking water, and more than 2 billion lack sanitation. Why do you let people die because they don't even have the basic survival necessities, God? And in the last 50 years, almost 400 million people worldwide have died from hunger and poor sanitation. Why have so many people died when they didn't need to, God? Why do you let so many people die? And I could go on for the rest of this morning's sermon talking about tragedy and asking God, why? Why? Why do people starve and die of thirst? Why do people die in violence, tragedy, and disaster? Why doesn't God make it better? And I don't know. I don't know. In this morning's reading, Moses cried out to God when the people were dying of thirst, and God responded by giving them water. And don't we cry to God through all the problems the world faces? And why doesn't God open up a rock and give water to everyone who's thirsty? I don't know. But wait. Over 100 people were rescued in the mountains of India this week after being stranded due to heavy snows, and another 100 still stranded had emergency supplies airdropped to them. Thank you, God, that these travelers were rescued and cared for. Thank you, God, that they are safe. Nearly 2,000 people who ignored evacuation orders from Hurricane Ike in Texas were rescued. Thank you, God, for saving the lives of folks when they wouldn't or couldn't evacuate. Thank you for those who are safe. And also 2 weeks ago, 25 people were rescued by the French Coast Guard off the coast of France after their ship sank. They had all evacuated into lifeboats. Thank you, God, that those on the ship in France were prepared and that they are now safe. Thank you for saving the people on that ship. And I could go on the rest of this morning's sermon talking about rescues of people in dire straits. I could thank God over and over again that so many were saved. And I could ask God, why? Why were they saved? Why? Why are people given needed supplies so that they can survive? Why does God save some people and not others? And I come back to the same answer. I don't know. I don't know. Does God love some more than God loves others? I don't believe that's true. I believe God loves everyone. Do some people pray harder than others? Well, sure, some people pray harder than others, but I don't think that's why things happen the way that they do. Because I've known people who've had good things happen to them and they weren't praying for good things to happen. And I've had people that are praying and praying and praying for healing and it doesn't come. I don't claim any understanding about the big picture as to why people are killed or saved from disaster or anything else. But I do believe that even though we don't know, and don't understand and get frustrated and sad and angry and confused, we are still called to do certain things. God calls us to do certain things. Here's what they are. Act with compassion. Act with mercy. Act with forgiveness. Always act with love. The most important non-negotiable commandment. Act with compassion. Act with mercy. Act with forgiveness. Always act with love. The most important non-negotiable commandment. Let me go back to today's reading one more time. It says that the Israelites quarreled with Moses, and they quarreled with God. You ever had a fight with God? You ever quarreled with God? There's, you know, examples in the Bible. Jacob, whose name was Israel, which means struggles with God or fights with God. But these folks, these Israelites, it says they quarreled. But the sense of it is not they had an argument where they were going back and forth like that. It's as if they presented an argument. Like, they brought a lawsuit against God for not giving them water. They brought a lawsuit against Moses for not being the agent that could give them water. They tried God for neglect. You know, there's another time in history when faithful Jews brought a case against God. In his book, Night, Elie Wiesel, he recounts what he says to this day is a real occurrence. Not something that he made up for a play or anything like that, but that he actually was there, that he actually witnessed it. One evening in a concentration camp, some of the people there put God on trial. They quarreled. They brought charges against God for the horrors of the Holocaust. They tried God for neglect. They had been kidnapped, separated from their families, beaten, and burned alive. And guess what? Those who gathered there found God guilty. And just a few minutes after the trial, they knelt for evening prayers. Act with compassion. Act with mercy. Act with forgiveness. Always act with love. The most important non-negotiable commandment. I don't know why things happen the way they do. And I don't think it's possible to offer an easy answer. I think that if you hear an easy answer, it's too easy because God is beyond that. The big picture is beyond something that we can understand. I also don't think that God gets angry or dangerous when we shout out the question, why? Because I believe God can handle more complaining. And let's pray. Thank you, God, for hearing us. When we thank you, when we cry out to you, when we question you, when we bring argument against you, thank you for hearing our prayers, and thank you for loving us. Amen.